Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
In my quest to get people to talk to each other, but more importantly, to listen to each other. We don't have to agree, but we need to talk and we need to listen. We need to have the conversations. And last night, I was quite challenged by a debate that I watched on Facebook. It was a debate between Noam Chomsky, who has very rigid ideas about Israel, and Rudi Rochman, who took him on. It was a challenging debate. It was a difficult debate. It was a debate that made me feel really uncomfortable listening to, and yet I know I'm the better for it. And the man who put it together is a man by the name of Adar Weinreb. He moderated the debate last night, and I thought, what better person could there possibly be to talk to, from my perspective at least, somebody getting people to talk to each other. Adar Weinreb, good afternoon to you. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Dominic. It's great to be here.
So that took guts to do what you did last night, putting Noam Chomsky up with Rudi Rochman. Tell me about yourself and what kind of person are you that this is your mission?
Yeah, sure. So I am half Israeli, half American. I spent the first half of my life in the United States. At age 18, I moved to Israel to join the IDF. Along the process in the IDF in the years following, I understood that while our military keeps us safe, long-term security will not come through military, it'll come through peace. So I decided to dedicate my life through peace work. And, you know, when you're doing peace work, there's different angles you could take. You could work to change things within the government. My focus is really reconciliation between people. That's always what I've been interested in since I got into this work. So for me, you know, my goal has always been simple. Let's unite between people in conflict. Let's aid in the reconciliation process. The more we humanize one another, the better off we'll be. So that's what helped inspire the idea for the platform, the Great Debate. It's currently, we changed name to Sulha. So if anybody wants to look us up, that's S-U-L-H-A, which means to reconcile or to make peace in Arabic, but it's also commonly used in Hebrew. So we decided it's an appropriate word because it talks about our commonalities.
Adar, I hear you and I've got a smile on my face and it's everything that I personally would agree with. And yet I'm wondering, in the context of Israel right now, isn't there less and less space for you to do this kind of work? I mean, if I look at the elections that are coming up, perhaps the most singularly standout is the fact that the total and utter collapse of a left. You don't have a left. This is an election between the right.
Yeah, that's fair. I would say I don't bank only on peace being done from the left. I think it's a mistake many activists make. And it's true that most activists are on the left, myself included, but I understand that peace needs to be made through with all Israelis. So a lot of the work, a lot of the people I bring on my show, a lot of my closest friends are right-leaning Israelis because I very much understand that they are as much a part of the process as anybody else. Also, you know, sometimes it could get demoralizing when we see that certain sectors of both populations are radicalizing. One thing I try to stay true to, and I think this is important for all activists, do not tie your activism to whatever end result you hope to see, because then you're going to live a life filled with failure. Make your activism about the journey itself. If we could just change a few minds and those few minds can change other minds, then we're doing great work. So it's really about the journey. It's a way of life. It's really just living a life with the intent of elevating those around us. So that's kind of how I look at it.
It's really interesting because I came across, I think it was a podcast by Daniel Hartman, this week actually, in the Times of Israel, where he was talking about machloket l'shem shamayim, not disagreeing for disagreement's sake, but disagreeing in order to get to a better place. And I reckon, if I'm understanding you, that's exactly what you're trying to do. But at the same time, I'm wondering how you keep motivated, because certain things have been happening that it's difficult to remain positive. And I'm thinking, of the COVID situation in the Palestinian territories. I'm thinking about Israel having given the PA a certain number of vaccines. Okay, it's arguable. Maybe it wasn't enough, whatever. But the PA refusing to acknowledge even that it had come from Israel. And it worries me that the debate is so polarized at present that it's almost a zero-sum game, that you can't recognize the humanity or the narrative, each other's narratives at all.
Yeah, that is the daily struggle in what we're doing. One of the things that helps keep me motivated is the constant positive outpour I get from people, people telling me that they came across this content and it transformed them for the better. I hear from people that they've lost hope and then they came across some of these debates and discussions and they now have hope. So I can't tell you how peace will be attained on this land. I don't know if it's going to happen in the next few years or in the next few decades or even centuries. But what I do know is no matter what solution we have, no matter when peace happens, the reconciliation process between our populations is going to need to happen. So there's no reason why to not start that now. So even
are there any red lines, Adar? Anywhere where you just won't go or refuse to go? Difficult to think of anything, but I don't know. Anti-Zionism, for example.
In terms of topics, my philosophy, you know, I'm pretty open to all topics. It's really more so the people around me who try to, who sometimes tell me maybe I should think twice before hosting certain people. I don't want to give a platform to people who are blatantly hateful, and I don't think there's anything that positive can come out of platforming them. That being said, you know, the anti-Zionism, at least I know that the statistics in America, but the American Jewish population, anti-Zionism is growing. I see no reason to ignore something like that. If it's growing, it's growing for a reason. We need to address it. We need to understand why. I do get hate from some people for hosting anti-Zionist Jews, but I explain to them just that. I also host Jews living in the West Bank, settlers, and you know, some of them have pretty radical views, but I explain to people their views are not uncommon in Israel. And we don't change views by ignoring them. We need to address them head on. So no, I'm pretty open. We'll host almost anybody unless they're truly hateful individuals. And then I just kind of tend to ignore them.
Talk to me about this platform that you've alluded to, Sulcha. If one wanted to follow it, how? Where is it? Where's one going to find it? And how does one follow you?
So our main platform is on YouTube, and it's S-U-L-A-H, but you can also find us on our other social media platforms. If you go to our YouTube, you'll find in any of the videos, there's a link. There's in the description, you can find all our other social media platforms. In addition to the YouTube, we have a Discord community. For those unfamiliar with Discord, it's similar to a messaging app that's great for communities. We have over 800 people in that community, many Israelis and Palestinians. There's a Zoom-like function where you can do voice calls. So there's people engaging in dialogue around the clock. It's really 24/7. There's people in there talking with one another. So I would say Discord and YouTube are our main two platforms, and I would love for anyone to join. In addition to that, you know, I view Sulcha as a community-run project because, you know, this project is not about me. A lot of the shows we now have on YouTube are shows that people came to me with ideas and said, hey, Adar, we want to do this. I said, go for it. You have the platform. It's a platform for anybody to express themselves as long as our goals are the same, and that's really reconciling and connecting between people. So anybody hearing this, if you want to be part of this project, the door is really wide open. You know, reach out to me. You could also find my contact information on the YouTube page. I'd love to be in touch with you all.
Adar Wanre, we're going to leave it there this afternoon because I'm out of time, but thank you for doing what you're doing. I couldn't align more with your aims of just getting people to talk. They don't need to agree. They just need to talk. So toda rabba lecha.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.